Awesome lead-in for one heck of a young man. Of all of his accolades, whenever you talk about the before-mentioned Santana Moss, you got to go way back. We talking about schoolboy, playground. He been chalking up medals and awards, ribbons. He been a baller since birth. But here's what I get to do. And B. Mitch, I was so proud B. Mitch introduced him. I think he caught him off guard. I don't know how you can catch Santana Moss off guard. The man got security teams surrounding him. He's got more people around him than the president. But yet he did honestly seem surprised. So now that we have him here in 3D, Brother Moss, first of all, thank you for doing this. Were you genuinely surprised when B. Mitch hit you with the good news?
Man, I was shocked, brother. I literally wanted to show more emotion, man, but I was so shocked. I held my head up high for a little bit, and then I just dropped my head because now the tickles was getting ready to run, and I was trying to catch them. So, I was so surprised. Like, I was more surprised that all my homeboys and my brothers was in on it, and I had been talking to them for the whole month. And even leading up to that day, that particular Saturday before that Sunday, I was just on the phone with two of my homeboys back to back. And I had no clue they was in town. They was talking to me the whole time right here in Virginia and never told me they was in town. Because normally if they're in town, they're in town for me.
Right.
And it was just funny, man. And, bro, like, I didn't know how to feel, man. It was so many emotions going through me. I told my friend the other day, I said, bro, I haven't felt that good since I've seen the birth of my kids, every last one of them. And that's a great feeling, man.
Boy, let's mark that, Anthony. That's a keeper right there. I know that seeing you do things, first of all, what I love about you and B. Mitch, you know, it's hard to do one thing. First of all, it's hard to be a pro. It's hard to become a professional athlete. And then for you to have the audacity to be fantastic at two things. You're going to catch punts, run kickoff, and then run by people. Y'all sick. And yet, I feel like I have a moment with you that's priceless, and that was being on set for your first broadcast.
My first broadcast, yeah.
Your first broadcast. And so I'm watching this dude. There's nothing that he fails at. He gets in. First of all, your charity work is just 89 ways to give, and I've never seen you, as much as you give, and you gave a lot of us in here, a moment that we will never forget because it was against Dallas, and it brought us all a great joy. But all the things I've watched you give back and promote, so was it mom, pop, grandma? Who put this seed in you, this internal flame that never stops? You get, and then you give it back. Who's responsible for that?
That's a great question. I don't know which one of my parents had that in them, but I got to give credit to both of them. I think more so just because of I watched them grind, man. I watched my parents grind from day one, and like I tell folks all the time, that's practically why I was a guy of not many words. You know, my mom and dad went to work. They didn't tell us much. They just went to work.
Yeah.
And it was at times, you know, especially when I got of age, my mom would let me know before she leave that morning or when she dropping me off to school, hey, I got dinner already prepared. It'll be XYZ. It'll be either in the refrigerator. It'll be over, you know, on the stove or whatever it may be. Just when you get home, make sure you
make sure your brothers
do their homework and they have all their stuff together. And then, you know, y'all eat at a certain time and I'll be in when I get in. And so, like, I was always, like, taking notes of just how she went about her business. And my dad, I know when he leaving, when he was coming back, sometimes did the graveyard shift. So I've always saw them work. So when I got a chance to, you know, work in my field, in my profession, that's the same kind of mentality I had. But I think my mom also, man, my mom was a food service manager, and she was always tells me that at every school that she managed, she made sure a kid didn't go without a lunch or breakfast. She said, Tanner, you don't know how many kids coming to the school in the morning.
Empty stomach. Yeah, empty stomach.
They can't work in class, and the teacher's wondering why they fighting the other kids, and they angry. Some of them dirty. Some of them. And she understood, man. People don't have at home, and sometimes this is the only time they can get a meal. You know, two meals at that. And so my mom told me, she said, man, I had a rate for all the years that I was a food service manager that everybody ate at my school. And the teachers knew that, and the faculty and the staff knew that. So when you ask me a little bit about why I've been a giver, I think, you know, I can say she's leading that, because I do remember those stories that she would always share about making sure every kid, you know, didn't go hungry in her school.
And also the dual sport that I see now, there's a rush of injuries, which I equate to these guys who specialize now, whereas most of our generation, all mine, most of yours, you played everything. And you were a track guy. And most people look at you and say, well, Santana must have been the best dude doing it. Santana was a fat. He was running track. You coming out on the football field and you're taking jobs and you are developing. I'm always touched when it's you, and like in B. Mitch's story, well, it's so fitting that he introduced you, because when I tell people all the time, I said, you know, B. Mitch had never caught a punt until he was in the NFL. Nobody believes you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no coincidence that he forced himself and forged himself into it, and in an aggressive manner. That is so needed now. And the teams here have lost for so long, and now they've flipped the script, and I see a lot of the traits the two of you exhibited throughout your entire careers. Now I think the field is fertile. I just feel like it's going to have a greater return now with a lot more guys like yourselves, playmakers, good dudes, who wanted to win more than they wanted to be stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got to give credit to the organization for that.
Yeah,
I think that's one of the things you've seen.
It's amazing.
Now they got the right people in the building to just say, hey, look, you know, like I tell folks all the time, man, like we had some names in that building.
That's
it was
right.
Some names. But if you don't fit what we're doing, then, who needs a name? We need the football player that fit the scheme. And I think that's what you see now. That's why you got to give a lot of credit to Adam Peters and then, Dan Quinn just for.
Oh, the coaches and the Harris group.
Yeah.
And don't leave out 17.
Yeah. Can't leave out.
Don't leave 17 out either. Doug Williams.
I'm praying that we can get the other 17 back too. But
I'm with you. But let me tell you what. 17.
You know what I'm saying?
17, there was a time where he was kind of like locked on one side of the building. I remember when 17 couldn't come out the room.
Yeah.
So you have an asset to me. He got a global impact.
Mm-hmm.
And they're utilizing it. And I got to believe he's behind the scenes making these things happen. Dude, you can't. You surprised Art Monk and Santana Moss. Man, they're executing these presentations flawlessly. I tell you, 17,
man.
I feel him. I feel 17's work, and I see it all coming down collaboratively. Well, I'll ask you about this current team, and then I'll let you get back to your pickleball match. What do you feel about this team? I feel that it is the most athletic and physically imposing squad that we've seen here in many years, and I wonder what you're a lot closer than I am to it. What say you?
Defensively, man, to be honest with you, I'm just going to jump on the defense first because that's what stands out to an offensive guy like myself. For years, I watched the former Washington teams, whether we was the Redskins, the Washington football team, or the Commanders, have key guys on the offense that at any given day we can go out there and score with the best of them or move the ball with the best of them.
Right.
But we never could be consistent enough defensively to win games, convincingly.
Right.
And that's the thing that stands out the most. When I watched the Cowboys for the last, let's say, 5 years, or let's say at least the 5 years before Dan Quinn got to us, it was something different about them. And I'm like,
pressure.
It's not offense, it's their defense.
Pressure. Intercepted. They led the league in interceptions.
Dan Quinn. Mm-hmm. That's because of Dan Quinn. The way they approach the game defensively allow the offense to say, hey, as long as we do our job, mm-hmm. we should be in the game to win the game. Mm-hmm. Or if we do our job enough to where we just get ourselves in a range and put up some kind of points, the defense is going to rest assured win the game for us because they know how to create turnovers. So that's why I want to start with them, because that's why our team looked the way they looked last year. Mm-hmm. If we don't have that defense flying around creating those opportunities, yeah, we can be in awe and be in, you know, be wild by the young, you know, JD5 all day. But, man, there was game after game after game after game that defense showed us why we was good. And even when the games that they didn't stop the run well, they still did enough. They found mm-hmm. ways to put in to bend but not break.
Yeah, they were courageous.
That's some of the things that you can give them a lot of credit for, because, mm-hmm. yeah, you might get some runs on them, but then when they get down in that red zone, they found a way to put that anchor down and say, look, we're not going to let you get into this pay dirt. And that's all you can ask of those guys. And then we had the dynamic number 5 on the other side that made sure that, you know, he put everybody to rest and let them know why he was picked number 2 overall in the draft.
In the latest addition to the Ring of Honor, Santana Moss here on Team 980, DOC, and super producer Anthony Haney. You know, I hear Haney talking sometime around the fellas, saying that when he doing his thing, you know, with his touch football that he got going, that the people be calling him Tana.
Yeah. See, hey, look, why is Doc out here? I don't do that, Tana.
Tana, straight up Tana. Tana, you know we go way back. I'm telling you.
And like I play in a men's flag football league.
Yeah, yeah. No, they get a little Tana. And I said, you know what? But that's a compliment. It's a compliment. The guys out there, they want to be 8 to 9. And I go, boy, I said, I love this dude. And he's, I just couldn't be prouder. And I just, the way this organization goes about its business, we just have to top this off with a championship. And
no doubt.
And yeah. I believe that they are moving in the right direction. You play with a lot of quarterbacks. I'd love you to assess what you see in JD5 from a receiver standpoint.
Man, you know, the thing that stood out to me from the start is, you know, I glimpsed at him a couple of times watching college football and said, mm-hmm. man, that kid can just.
You see who he was throwing to?
Break down. He finds yeah. a way to, yeah, oh, trust me, I saw
he was throwing to 2 pro, yeah.
I mean, some of the things that stood out to me was just the way he found the way to win games. Like that one game where he ran all over one of those teams. I forgot the team name he was
Florida.
Playing against, but it was
the Gators.
It was a national televised game, and mm-hmm. he had a night. But when we got him, the first thing stood out is most guys that come into this league, African-American quarterbacks, the first thing they tell us that, hey, these guys can run the football. Mm-hmm. They're mobile. Mm-hmm. And so being that a guy like myself play with a lot of those guys, I want to see, okay, can he dissect defenses? Can he be as elite that he is on with his feet mm-hmm. inside that pocket? And that's what jumped out. I mean, not only can he read coverages, the man was pinpoint with the ball, accurate-wise. I mean, he was putting that ball where mm-hmm. nobody else
that's right.
put the ball at. And when you have a guy as good as he is, or good as he showed us he was last year at quarterback, when I heard all this hoopla about we need a number 2 receiver, I was like, no, we don't. We don't. We mm-hmm. don't care. Right now, these guys that we have in the building are going to be some of the best guys you never heard of because mm-hmm. you have an accurate passing quarterback. And that's what you need. And so, man, every time I get a chance to bump into his mom when we was on flights or we at the game and we just talking, all I could do is thank them, man. Not only be for his game, but I think the game is one thing. And, you give a lot of credit to his dad. I heard a lot of stories about his dad bringing him up and being his coach, hands-on with him in football, teaching him everything he knows. But not only that, man, he's just a well-rounded individual. And I think that's what stood out the most, man. When you have a guy that's putting up the kind of numbers he was putting up and cared less about the attention, all he wanted to do is go out there and be with the fellas and make sure those guys, you know, at the end of those passes, man, and we was winning games, what more could you ask for? And that's why you see the success and you see the way our team was, you know, kind of the trajectory we on, because that's how many good guys we have in the building. We have a lot of guys like JD5, man, that that it's humility first. You know, they're not sitting out there worried about, you know, pat me on the back or talk about me. They want to go out there and be productive first and make sure they're doing it with their brothers. And every man is accountable for themselves, but they also making sure they're accountable for their brother. They're making sure that everybody, you know, we on, you know, one band, we on one accord. And you saw it in that play, man. That's why we at where we at right now, talking so, you know, heavily about this team, because we see the direction and we see the, you know, how this coaching staff have them moving to the same drum.
Yeah, the way the quarterback, whether it was Joe T for me and 17 and Rip, they did it in different mannerisms, but all those teams would have taken a bullet for the quarterback. And this guy, with social media, well, I'm so impressed. I don't even know if he realizes that there is a TikTok. And nothing wrong with TikTok. But I'm just saying, most guys are driven by it. They're hypnotized, addicted to it. This dude, man, is so balanced that that's the most remarkable thing. And we've seen guys here that weren't balanced. And the difference is glowing. Yeah. Dan, I can't. Anthony, he's from money, so I'm going to figure out a way, man, we can send some funds to somewhere to thank you for what you just did for us, man. Almost 20 minutes, man, with a man who's going into the Ring of Honor. And we over here on a shoestring budget. And he just, this, I told you, he's special. He is. So I don't know. I'll come up with some potato chips, fries, soft drink, something next time I see you.
Hey, Jim and I, you know I don't need nothing from you, man. It's always a pleasure, man. Anytime I could be on, it's always a pleasure, brother.
My man, thank you so much. Go Canes. That, folks, is Santana Moss. Can't wait for that induction. Can't wait for the Giants game. And G-Mac, A-Mac, who's down here in New York Giants, him and Chris Russell. One thing I'll say about Linnell Willingham, I like the name he's got. He calls Russell a caged animal. And that is just hilarious. It is 5:20 in the nation's capital. Thank you for being patient. We'll take a quick break. We come back and let's crank it up. 301-230-0980 is the number. And we're not done.